Islamist militants on the move in northeast Nigeria. It's rare footage of the group Boko Haram. The insurgents filmed this themselves. The target, the main military barracks in Maiduguri. There was a firefight with the Nigerian army, but Boko Haram managed to breach the barracks. They then burst open the cells and set many suspected Islamist militants free. And that's where the Boko Haram video ends. The Nigerian military says that the attack was successfully repelled and many of the retreating Islamist fighters were killed by the Air Force and by ground troops. In the city of Maiduguri, vigilante groups killed many of those who escaped from the cells. We'll never know exactly how many people died that day. Some hospital sources said they received about 100 bodies. Others said more than 500 people died. Their elusive leader, Abubakar Shekau, celebrated the raid and pledged more violence. The Mandara Mountains, close to the border with Cameroon. This footage was taken a few years ago, but these days Boko Haram fighters have set up base in parts of this mountain range. I meet a cattle herder who recently fled the area due to the insecurity there. He says last year he offered to guide the Nigerian army to Boko Haram hideouts in the mountains.
As soon as we began climbing up, Boko Haram started firing down at us.
They regrouped, but he says a local chief ensured that the Islamist militants were in on the mission to thwart the whole operation.
The soldiers all met in the village of Drime, and then suddenly a civilian defense force came to join us. But I could see that there were Boko Haram members among that group. I pointed them out to the soldiers.
Well, how do you know they're Boko Haram?
We all live in the same area. I know their faces. I grew up with them. My younger brother is even a Boko Haram commander.
The Islamist militants clearly get good intelligence, as I learned from a young woman who escaped from captivity.
Sometimes people would tell them that the army was coming, and I would feel happy, thinking I would be freed. Then Boko Haram hid in the mountain caves. Others ran. When they were in the caves, they were safe, and nothing could happen to them.
To stop these attacks, the army will have to flush the Islamist militants out of the mountain hideouts. But with Boko Haram members enmeshed in the communities across northeast Nigeria, winning this war is a daunting task. Will Ross, BBC News, Lagos.